Blog Talk Radio.
In the house, live coming to you straight from my living room. I am your advisor and your advocate, the one you want. And don't forget, I am your emperor. And the emperor knows best. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for embarking up on a Friday with us. This is a special evening, just the eve before we start our ribbon ceremony. And we are going to talk a little bit about the things that were going to happen on tomorrow. That goes from the 26th all the way to the 30th. You don't want to miss any of the days, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be doing songs and music, traditional African customs. You're going to hear plays, sitcoms, and you're going to also hear some songs from the past. And we're going to start you off real proper like today with one of the songs from the past to get you tightened up so you'll be ready for your good thing. Listen up. Stay tuned for station identification and enjoy the music. Ladies and gentlemen, that was just a blast from the past. Just for some, you can have your introduction of what is to come. And stay tuned. We have quite a bit more tunes to give you from the blast from the past. Today is a Friday, and I want you to loosen up and get ready for the topic. And as you know, we always do our libation. We're going to go right into our libation, ladies and gentlemen. So stand to your feet. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the east. I pour libations to the south. And I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north and I say Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my father's side of the family, and I say Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my mother's side of the spirit, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's side of the family, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my father's side of the family, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, call on your ancestors. Call on your ancestors to be, remembering to call on God Oladulamare, the God of the African race, Oromola, the prophet of the African race. Call on them and then call on your Ori and meditate with me. As you meditate on your Ori, the God with the big head full of wisdom, meditate on Ori, and if you have any homage to give, give homage to your Ori. He has the ability to bring you good success and fortune in your family. Give homage to your deities, acknowledge your ancestors, because they could never die. They are frequency and energy. They are still here, lurking around. Their melanin is here for you. You can tap in, ladies and gentlemen, and experience the gifts that they have left behind. If there's one in the audience that needs healing, that needs prosperity, that needs upliftment, tap in. This is your day and your time. Tap in. I'd like to thank you for going with us on the Talking Cure. I'd like to thank you for being a part of this particular segment. And may God add a blessing to the reading of the word. We'd like to bless your family today. We'd like to encourage your family and those who are engaged in holy matrimony. We'd like to endorse and encourage those marriages to continue to work hard at staying together, and asking that God will bless each and every one of the members that are represented here today. And we thank you, and we say Ashe. I'd like to read to you the African Family Pledge. If you have not memorized it, you might want to go back and read it again. The Black Family Pledge. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous underground, our children cannot hear us when we're crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity in writing within our gates and holding up the mirror to the world, shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace the loneliest, to keep company with the loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, and to clothe our ragged, to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brother. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters. And the honor of those who toil and employ God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation. We make this pledge here and now. We pledge to be honorable, Father, and to seek out any and everyone who needs to hear the good news about your coming. And who, those who are lost in darkness, Lord, we pledge to seek those people out and be able to give them encouragement. And may every marriage represented here has a light that they can follow. Father, let us be like a city on a hill with a light and guiding everyone to safety. And we thank you, Father, for the work you have already done in our lives and the work you're about to do. And we say, I do pray, Asante Sana. Thank you. And Ajuba, blessings. Ladies and gentlemen, stop now and synchronize your vital sign as I synchronize mine. And we'll get on one accord as we meditate. Taking deep breaths, thinking on whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are kind, whatsoever things be of a good report. Think on those things. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for going all the way with us on the Talking Cure. This part of the show is very important for our families. There are some out there who don't have a church home, who don't have a place in hiding to go to find their higher self. And we thank you for the opportunity to connect with those people. We thank you for the opportunity to bring them in this environment today. And we just acknowledge everything that you've done for us, Father, and we say Ajuba. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the atmosphere, and we're talking about reordering the marriage vows for the African American for the 21st century. And we're supposed to find out when, today I'm supposed to bear my soul again, and we're inviting the gentlemen in today. So we want you to lock that dial in, gentlemen, at 646-478-0270. And we want you to give us a call. Call in to talk with Empress Omi today. Okay, and we're going to be getting ready to select two gentlemen, starting with the first one tomorrow. And if that gentleman is out there tonight, would like to call in, if you think you know what Only Empress want, call in and be our first caller so we can discuss it with you. We're going to make this thing fun and exciting. We're not going to put any pressure on you. Just let me go over what we talked about yesterday. Yesterday we talked about the agencies that are out there that can assist us. We talked about the Lilac Tree, and we also talked about a marriage organization here in Indiana, and that's the Indiana Healthy Marriage and Family Coalition. They're used for strengthening family ties. Now, you can go back on our pre-recorded segment and listen to the recording in reference to their emails and their website, and I won't spend a lot of time going over that, but I want to invite those young men in who think they know what Empress Omi want. I've given some buzzwords out there, and today's segment was supposed to be over just what it is that Empress Omi wants in a relationship, and I know you guys have heard me talk about it, and I would like for you to come in and discuss those things with me. You don't have to be the perfect person. You just have to want to challenge Omi in what it is you want. Now, I'm going to choose two finalists, and those two finalists are going to be my king for a day. And when I bring them in, I am going to rally around them and relish them with all kinds of blessings. And we're going to praise those men for taking the time out of their schedule to come in and tell Empress Omi what she wants. And while we're waiting for those guys to come in and light up those phone lines, we're going to play up some Kick It Up music so we can get the music going, if nothing else. So bear with me as we go right into the music. How many of you feel like you have gotten justice in your relationship? How many of you feel like you've been put out? Maybe somebody did you wrong in a relationship and you wanted justice. How many of you feel that way? Well, that young singer felt that he got justice for a relationship that went bad. And that's what we're here to talk about. What happens to relationships that go bad? Can you rehabilitate them? Can you turn them around? Omi talked a little bit about her situation. And after 36 years of putting time in to turn something around, I think that is justifiable enough time. However, maybe one of you are out there in the audience and you feel like you haven't put the time in to make the correction in your relationship, and you want to repent and you want to go back and do that. Here's the time to do it, because you don't want to end up in somebody's courtroom asking the jury to make a decision over your life. You don't want the judge bringing the verdict to you. You want to be able to make a decision outside of that courtroom. So when you go in there, you are on one accord. You are not quarreling. Now, if you're out there in the audience and you feel somebody's done you wrong and you need help, call in. Empress Omi want to help you. That's right, because I'm asking and soliciting for help, and I'm also looking for that young man to call in. Let those lights of that phone line light up right now and call in. That number, once again, is 646-478-0270. And you've got Empress Omi here talking about a relationship that's gone bad. What do you do to correct that relationship? And what is it that Empress Omi wants? Somebody call in and tell me what it is I want. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going back to station identification, and we're going to pump up those phone lines and that music. We're going to keep it flowing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we're in the audience, and we're waiting for those phone lines to light up. And you've got Empress Omi on a Friday. We're having a party over here, getting ready before the eve of our celebration. We've done our libation, and we've invited those guys in to talk about what Empress Omi wants. Starting tomorrow, we're going to start a long celebration from the 26th all the way to the 30th. We're going to be doing the customs of the African custom and of the wedding, talking about jumping the broom. Where did that come from? Did it come from the Westerners, or is that an African tradition? And we're going to be going right into ceremonial words that are written and the condoms that are used in the wedding, such as the salt and the honey and the soda. And we're going to be talking about the benefits of using those products. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you've gone out to the website, you've had a chance, hopefully, to take a look at the website for the Montu Entrepreneur and had a chance to see some of the things on that website. Now, the other website will not be up because of technical difficulty. However, the Montu Enterprises is the one that you're going to be able to feature. Now, I also indicated if you were interested in listening to the story from the polygamy piece, and that is out on theing.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're having pizza here and enjoying ourselves, and we're asking you to call in. Now, Infus Omi has talked about everything she could think of about what it is she wants. Now, I did tell you to go out and look on the website, and that there was this fair-looking gentleman out there who has always been in my life. And if that would be a prime example of what Infus Omi wants, then you could go out and read that information. Now, also, what Infus Omi is looking for in a relationship is a peace of mind. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am trying to find a peace of mind because friendships and relationships can be tormenting. And if you allow them, they can be wrecking your mind, body, and spirit. Sometimes relationships can be wholesome, and then sometimes they can be overbearing. Omi's looking for one that is wholesome and not stressful. I have been through with stressful, and the last 3 years, I don't do stressful anymore. Hey, look at me. I'm on the other side of the street where stressful is walking, so I'm walking away from stressful. So don't anybody try it by calling in here talking about stressful situation that you think Omi wants to encounter. No, I'm not looking for any roller coaster rides or any train derailments. I've had enough of those. I'm looking for smooth sailing out on the ocean. Sometimes I feel like my ship has gone astray. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I've got to be strong. Gotta hold on, it won't be too long. Out there on the ocean, just past the horizon, I know my ship is coming in, but don't leave me hanging too long. For this moment, my ship has finally come. That's what I want to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And if you know anybody that has a smooth sailing ship, or that has a ship that's docked out on the ocean, I want to be on it. I love cruising on the ship. I love taking boat rides. So that is something that Omi forgot to tell you about. That's right. I want to be out there on the ocean. I want to dock my boat and sail into different parts of the world. That's what Omi Emperor wants. You got it. Call in, and you can tell me about it. Now, we're going to go right back to the music line since we got a party going before the eve of our ribbon ceremony. Come in and join us. You definitely want to be a part of it.
La 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 la.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about that blast from a past? Some of these old songs you've probably never heard of, but we wanted to bring back the blast from the past and bring you into our living room so you can get ready for that ceremony before the eve. Now, how many of you out there remember this one? Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a gem to work with. Thank you so much for visiting the Care to Read Room this evening. And we wish you well in your relationship. Get ready tomorrow for our escapade and celebration. Come in ready to be a part and not a listening audience, but a participant. Thank you so very much for tuning in this Friday with us as we listen to the tunes from the past. And if you're out there, young man, and you still want to call Empress on me or leave a note on my comment. I can read them and get back to you. Once again, have a joyous evening and a great weekend, because Omi will see you tomorrow. I'll be here again tomorrow. I won't be on sabbatical. So join me tomorrow. Let me go so I can finish up the partying. We got festivities going here. The pizza's going. And I feel like I got to take a break to get back to my pizza. But once again, you have a great evening. And old double and baba boy to you, y'all. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. We'll see you tomorrow, bright and early at 10:30 p.m. Come with your dancing shoes on for the festivities and celebration of the African traditional wedding. and ceremony. Come to listen, come to be a part, but come to participate. We'll see you then, 10:30 p.m. in the Care to Read Room. Oh, devil!